In this world, from the minute we are born and take our first breath, we are given names that will forever represent who we are as individuals. But the things that we are handed are not always appreciated, and often takes time to recognize the true significance and its influence on your life. With my father, Yomi Omowamide, being Nigerian and growing up in Nigeria, it was only right that he gave me a Nigerian name. But would I, living in Western society, accept it?
First choice for another name for you, Jayola, was actually two. One of which was Chiyoduwani, which means our beautiful thing, or belonging to our God, or belonging to the Lord. Second was Oluwa Damilola, which is a bit of a tongue twister, but it also stands for Lord has sent us a blessing. That was the two names I had in mind for you. Of course, you didn't get that.
Why did you choose those two names initially?
Your mom didn't like, she appreciated both names, but she did not like Tieluwani. She felt it was a little bit too, how can I say? She thought it was a little bit of a, too much of a tongue twister, and she felt it sounded a bit too stereotypical.
My mom absolutely hated those names.
I thought they were horrible. I didn't really like Jayola either. It was just the lesser.
Really? He told me you loved the name.
No. No, I didn't.
Why didn't you like it?
Because I wanted your name to be Zion. I had called you Zion since, you know, since I knew of your conception, and that's what I just thought your name was. And I told him, you know, I eventually relented and said, well, we're still gonna call her Zion. I thought that Zion was, it was just a beautiful name, and there's some, the symbolism of it all. Zion representing a place of paradise, the ultimate place of paradise in the promised land for the Israelite community, and I was raised in an Israelite community, and it just symbolizes an ideal state of living, not just in being a physical place and city, but also a mental and spiritual place that one hopes to arrive to, of spiritual depth and attainment.
I had asked my dad if he liked the name Zion. Did you initially like the name Zion?
Oh no, I didn't. I said to you I wanted to have two African names for you. It was a bit of a shock to me, however, because your mom was American and I was African, or basically I was Nigerian and your mom had grown up in America, she kind of made it clear to me that sometimes you have to bend a little bit. Rather than being very rigid and set in cultural ways, one has to sort of like invite other cultures, which obviously I was new to, being as your mom was not Nigerian. So yeah, I at first didn't like the name Zion. Your grandmother then explained to me that Zion wasn't necessarily an English name. It was more of a Hebrew name with a meaning to it. And when I saw from the point she put across to me, I decided, wow, I can go with this. And it turned out to be a very lovely name, because I still call you Zion. Everyone loves the name. It's a very powerful and potent name.
Although my dad grew to like my middle name, Zion, he ultimately loves my first name, Jayola, or Jaye for short.
Oh, I love your first name. I love your first name for several reasons. I like African names that start with a J. They're not very common. As you know, a lot of Nigerian names tend to be Ola, Ade, or Olu, you know, meaning wealth, God, or something along those lines. However, when you say Jayola, it turns heads. It sounds very exotic, and it has a very beautiful meaning.
Yeah, and I get that a lot when people ask me, like, what my name is, they always say, oh, it's so beautiful, and they never heard it before. I never knew that. I never knew that J, Nigerian names that start with J were uncommon. So that is interesting to hear.
They are indeed. If you do some research, you'll find there are very few names. The letter J is not a very well-used letter in the Yoruba alphabet, so you can understand.
Oh, is that why you gave Asar Jolade?
Yes, I gave Asar Jolade for two reasons. She reminded me of my aunt who had passed several years before she was born because of her complexion when she was born, and also that's with a J.
My mother gave me insight into what she felt were my dad's feelings on naming me. He wanted to stick to his roots and to his culture and give you a name that was authentic to your origin in Yoruba. And, you know, it was important for him to have, for his children to, you know, be connected to their lineage and their history. And one of the first names that we, first ways that we connect to our history is through our name. So.
The process of name giving is very important in the Nigerian culture. It connects previous generations of the past to the present, therefore making it a very collaborative and spiritual moment for everyone to enjoy.
As I was saying before, it takes a village to raise a child, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you have a child, naming the child is something that usually comes down from your parents. So your parents will put forward names they want to call your child. You know your nephew, your cousin, Simi, she's got about, what, 7 names on her birth certificate? So that's the names which were put forward to her from your aunt's side and her dad's side.
Not sure what my name symbolized, I asked my father if he could thoroughly explain what Jayola means. What does Jayola mean?
Well, Jayola is... Okay, there are several interpretations of your name, only because the Yoruba language, literally translated into English, can take on several different meanings, but they all point to the same one meaning at the end of the day. I could put it down to four main translations for your name, or rather meanings of your name. Simply put, Jayola means enjoying a life of wealth. And if you want to literally translate your name in two parts, Jaye and Ola, Jaye is a Yoruba word for enjoyment or enjoying or enjoy. And Ola basically is wealth or fortune or richness, but not necessarily in monetary terms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can look at it like a blessing. You know, you were my first child, and I saw you for the world, basically. It was a name I kind of thought, put some thought into before I picked it. There were a few other names, Jai Simi, but I didn't like that. I liked Jayola. So, in terms of relevance of your names in interpretation, the most common ones are enjoying a life of wealth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying your world of fortune and enjoying the life of wealth or enjoying a wealthy life. And last and final one is wealth brings happiness in life. That's basically how we can.
And my mom felt that this name fit perfectly.
To my understanding, I don't know, I vaguely remember your grandmother telling me something like Jayola was, it means like someone who's come to this world to enjoy life. And, you know, that was definitely descriptive of you, especially as a young child. You know, you're just a very happy person. Even now, you're not unpleasant, you're very happy. And, but, you know, as a young child, and it was very descriptive. You had a lot of energy, and you always saw the upside of things.
But that had soon faded away with the beginning of elementary school. Do you ever recall any times where I expressed a dislike for my name?
No, never. I never. I don't think you ever came to me or you've ever suggested that to me. I don't know. No, have you? Do you? Did you?
An internal conflict that I was fighting persistently. I constantly battled with my identity. A fellow friend of mine, Devia Terry of Science Leadership Academy, was kind enough to interview me.
Did you like the name Jaya?
Okay. When I was younger, I didn't really take into mind about the name Jaya. Like, I didn't mind it because I was a little kid. I had other stuff to worry about. But I think when I started going to school, that's where I became very self-conscious about it, because I felt like people would tease me, especially since Jaya is actually short for Jayaola, which is really hard to be pronounced. Like, I had people pronounce it Jaya Loa and like J-Lo, which is crazy. And like, I just became very nervous when it came to people saying my name, especially on the first day of school, because like, no teacher knows your name, so they always mispronounce it, and they would mispronounce my name for like the first week or two of school. And it made me like, I actually became very nervous. Like, I could, like, my heart would beat really fast. Like, when they would go down the list of the like the attendance, I could feel like my stomach would do like, I would get like butterflies in my stomach, and like my heart would beat really fast, and I get like super scared. But I was really self-conscious because I also felt kids would like make fun of my name, because obviously when people would mispronounce it, it did sound kind of funny. So people, you know, I felt that people would tease me about it.
What actually were the other people's reactions when they actually did hear your name?
I mean, I don't know. I always felt like some people would snicker if it was mispronounced like wrong, but then once they like actually heard it, I mean, people would just like be like, oh, that's her name, okay. Yeah, it's nice. And then other people would be like, oh, your name is so beautiful, that's so nice, where is it from? And you know, I'll tell them it's Nigerian, and they always ask like what it means and how I got it. So it was like on both ends of the spectrum. When I was younger, there were like a couple snickers, and you know, that really did make me feel sad. I really didn't want my name. I didn't want my first name or my last name. I really wanted my mom's last name. Her last name is Silveri, and that's like Italian. And I felt that like having her name would be so much better.
But was it better, or did I just not see the potential that my name had? It took years for me to finally accept my name for all that I could get, and surprisingly, it took the help from other people.
Learn to love your name, because me, like, I honestly didn't start loving my name until either fifth or sixth grade, where I finally realized like, wow, people really like my name. Like, if people can like my name, why shouldn't I like my name? I would have people tell me my name is beautiful, and you know, at one point I'd be like, what, it's beautiful, it sounds so weird, I wish I had a regular name, I wish I had like a, I don't know, like a Rebecca or like a Christina or something like that. Like, I always wished my name was different. But you know, I finally got to that point where I was like, if other people could like my name, I could like my name too. So I just started loving it. And then like, once you learn the history of your name, it really makes you appreciate it, because I also like, my family is really heavy into the history of Black people and Africans. And like, as you might learn, when Africans were brought over here for slavery, they literally lost everything. They lost their name, their language, their culture. So to still have a name that resonates back to Africa, which most Black people in this country no longer have, it makes me feel really appreciative. And like, I feel like I was kind of, like, now that I think back to my younger self, I feel that I was very immature about the whole situation, and I sort of just stuck with it, because I really do love my name.
And I'm not the only one. My father will forever share a deep connection with my name, Jayaola.
Do you ever feel proud of giving me the name Jayaola? And
you know something, just before you finish that bit, I was just going to say to you, proud, really proud, yeah. It just makes me realize how much, how far I've come, seeing you grow up, mature into who you are, asking me these questions about your name. People just give their kids names sometimes, and that's just about the end of it. No one's ever asked me. To be very honest, no one's ever asked me but you. A name's a name to some people, and then that's just about the end of it. But wanting to know, you know, the origins of your name, the reasons, how it, you know, how it came across to be given to you, just kind of like throws me back to nearly 18 years when you were born. And you know, I can just sort of like picture myself in that with the register coming down to, you know, take our details and put your name on a piece of paper and the paternity papers and stuff. And